This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Allah revealed the verse in Surah Al-An'am, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمِ, those who have believed and they do not mix their belief, their iman, with dhulm, any type of injustice. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, those are the ones who will obtain security and they will be rightly guided. The Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they found this verse very difficult to handle. They went and they complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we've been destroyed, Ya Rasulullah. He said, what has destroyed you? What is it? What's wrong? They said, this verse that Allah has sent. They said, which one of us doesn't have some type of dhulm, some type of injustice that he's mixed with his iman? Subhanallah. And this shows us the high level of iman that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had, and how precise they were in looking at their deeds, realizing that there's no one except for he has some type of injustice, some types of mistakes, some shortcomings that he has in his iman. Upon hearing this from his companions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told them, this is not what's meant by the ayah. Have you not heard what Allah said in Surah Luqman, when Luqman said to his son, Ya Bunay, O my son, La tushrik billah, don't join partners with Allah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Indeed, shirk, joining partners with Allah, is a great injustice. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is the greatest sin? He said, An taj'alillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak. He said, to make something equal to Allah, and he is the one who has created you. Because when you worship other than Allah, you make that thing you're worshiping equal to your creator, equal to Allah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached the highest levels of iman. They reflected in detail on the meanings of the Quran and the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day Hanzala, he said to Abu Bakr, Nafiq Hanzala, that Hanzala, he's become a munafiq, he's become a hypocrite. And many of the Sahaba, they were concerned that they might fall into nifaq, into hypocrisy. And that's because they were very precise in reviewing their iman and seeing the level of their iman. They knew where they should be, they knew where they wanted to be, but it's natural that we don't reach that level. So Hanzala that day, he said to Abu Bakr, Nafiq Hanzala, that Hanzala has become a munafiq, a hypocrite. Abu Bakr, he said, what is that? What's wrong? They went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Hanzala explained that we are with you, Ya Rasulullah, and we're at high levels of iman. But then when we go and become busy with our family and our jobs, and all of us, let's focus on our lives. All of this happens to us as well. We hear a reminder, we read the Quran, we're at high levels of iman, and then it goes down. But this is the reality of iman, that it goes up and it goes down. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told him that if you were at this level at all times, the angels would come and shake your hands, meaning that you wouldn't be at a human level, you would be at a level of the angels. And he told him then, sa'atun wa sa'a, that you have to create a balance.